this is a story that began much earlier in the week, and it's really been quite episodic. It's had several legs to it, because it began with a phone call from one of our listeners who wanted to remain anonymous. He used the pseudonym Paul, called into the program and spoke about the issue of food parcels in Reicha Park. What became apparent to us was that a number of people, not just Paul, but a number of people from the area, were telling us that councillors had gone into that area. They had made lists of everyone who needed a food parcel, and that they had apparently taken those lists back to the authorities. And then we discovered that, you know, although there's been a food bank that has served a lot of people in the Kurileni area, not everyone has apparently been reached, if our listeners are to be believed. And there are so many of you who reiterated that you live in Reicha Park, that you know of people who are desperate, or you are people who are desperate for food parcels, but you haven't received any. So we invited the Kurileni mayor, Mzwandile Masina, onto the program to speak about this. And unfortunately, he was able to give us very little help in regard to Reicha Park. He did tell us that he distributed 111,000 parcels in the Kurileni area in the last 2 weeks. And of course, we have no doubt that he actually has been busy doing that. But our area of focus was Reicha Park, and we were not able to reach the resolution that we needed for you to be able to give you an answer as to how we were going to work around this problem. And it wasn't our intention to bring a public official on and you know, just listen to a rant on the radio station, but to offer you some sort of solution. And this is why we are now pursuing it with Banyaza Lusufi, who is the education MEC, but is also acting as the social development MEC during this lockdown. MEC, good evening to you, and thank you very much for making yourself available this evening. I believe the information has all been made available to you as to the background to the story and how it was raised, and how many of our listeners have reiterated that Reicha Park is apparently being neglected in terms of food parcels. I just wanted to start by getting your response to that, please.
Well, it's not going to be Reicha Park alone. It's going to be many communities in Gauteng, because the demand is huge, but we cannot meet the supply purely because, I can tell you, we received over 400,000 calls of people that are looking for food parcels. We've only reached far less than that, purely because the numbers are huge and the qualification criteria excludes majority of the people that need to get a food parcel. So if you speak about Reicha Park alone, I can tell you, someone from Alexander will say the same story, someone from Oliver will say the same story, and someone from Eldorado Park will say the same story. That is why we said to the National Command Center, we can't manage this thing with food parcels only. We need to have a 350 grant that can be given to anyone who's unemployed, anyone who's not receiving a social grant, and anyone who's not in prison. Because that's the only way out. Because if you've got four people in a family and all of them are unemployed, at least they've got 350 rand times four. And we're quite thrilled that from the 15th of May, which is next week, everyone who qualifies for the 350 rand will start to receive the 350 rand. We really believe that's the immediate way of resolving the task, because the food parcels were a temporary measure, and temporary in a sense that we wanted to give to people that can't take medication on an empty stomach, people that are referred to us by hospitals because they've got diseases that forces them to take medication, but also that people that are bedridden, we also wanted to give food parcels. And thirdly, it's people that are in our shelters because of gender-based violence, or people that are homeless. So those are the four qualifying criteria. But if you use those criteria strictly, I can tell you, it excludes many people. And that's why many people feel that they didn't have the food parcel. So we are serious that from next week, at least, those that are unemployed and those genuinely need the food parcel will start to get the 350 grants that will assist them to buy their own groceries.
All right. So MEC, I mean, I take your point that there isn't enough money to go around, and that the consequences of that are rather sad. But it isn't only the government that is going about distributing food parcels. I had a conversation with Gift of the Givers, for example, a couple of days ago. And they're among the aid organizations. There are so many on the ground that are actually also handing out food parcels in their numbers. So there is some sort of support for government. It's not as though you're expected to go it alone in supplying these food parcels to people who are desperate.
Indeed. I mean, last week I was part of a church in Oliven where Paul Road has a foundation. They said they came to us, they came to government, they said, government, we want to feed everyone in Oliven. And I said, what? They said, no, we want to feed everyone in Oliven. We've got the capacity to do that. And we coordinated it, even though it became chaotic, but reality that they distributed over 75,000 food parcels. And we as government, as I'm speaking to you now, we've only distributed 87,000 food parcels because we are distributing to a targeted people. As I said earlier on, that we were distributing food parcels as a temporary measure, but the COVID has made the numbers to shoot up. So we've just brought our allocation for July, June, and May. We've brought that forward because on a normal month, we distribute 1,200 food parcels per region per month. Basically means if it's Ekurhuleni, we distribute 1,200 food parcels in Ekurhuleni in a month of April. Reality is that 1,200 food parcels in Ekurhuleni is a drop in an ocean. It can't satisfy Tembisa. It can't even satisfy Katlego or El Rado Park. So that is why we really believe that if you coordinate all our efforts, both public and NGOs and churches, it will assist us to target those that need it. But for now, we really believe, let's push everyone who qualifies for the 350 rand to get that relief grant. And they can buy food at their own pace, at their own time. And they can also buy the quality of food that they prefer rather than having these logistical nightmares of food parcels. We need to provide security. You need to provide storage. You need to ensure that there is no theft. And all of these things. So we really believe the 350 rand will restore the dignity of our people. It will really give them the comfort to choose which food they want to buy, rather than be given tinned fish, even if you don't eat tinned fish. So the intervention by government that is starting from next week, Joanne, I really believe it will go a long way to assist South Africans, even though it's going to be for 6 months, but it will make a huge difference rather than chasing food parcels that are limited in nature, but that are a logistical nightmare to distribute as well.
So MEC, let me just understand this. I mean, clearly, when you're looking at it at an area like Ekurhuleni, the need is great. It's divided, it's subdivided into so many different areas that you've named, Tembisa and so forth, for example. But was a proper assessment done of the people with the most desperate needs in that area? And are we to understand, if that was done, that the people in Reja Park who are hungry simply did not fall into the category for the most desperate?
No, we did. I mean, I can tell you, the area I've just quoted is only distributed 75 food parcels in that area. Is it enough? I'll be the first one to say, no, it's not enough. An area like Ivory Park in Johannesburg, that has almost 400,000 people, and half of those people are disparate looking for food parcels. How many people did we distribute? We distributed 171. So it's not enough. And that is why we really believe that the state can't rely on food parcels only. It must be a combination of all these things. And we don't want the state to be a state of food parcels. It must be a state of fighting poverty. That is why we have social grants. That is why we've got children that are not paying school fees. That is why we have learners that are not paying university fees, because the state is trying to fight poverty broadly rather than in a small way. And the food parcels are a headache, to be quite frank. The distribution mechanism leave much to be desired. People that are at the forefront of working with these things also have serious limitation of capacity, the skills that are needed. The packaging is a problem. As I said, it's also have the problem of storage, transportation, because you can't transport this thing to a community hall. You have to drop it in each and every house, and that takes time and takes lots of resources. So you'll end up paying more for a food parcel of 400 rand and paying it an extra 200 rand to distribute. But if you give people 600 rand, they can be positioned to buy food at their own leisure, at their own pace. And that is why we're saying the Department of Social Development must fast track the registration of people that need to get the 350 rand. Because if they get that, and they are, as I said, they are four in a family, that's more than 1,000. So a family can buy something meaningful and they'll have a package rather than go and queue for a food parcel that can't even last for a week. So the intervention of food parcels will remain for those that it was meant for, which is people that are taking serious medication and they can't afford to buy food, or those that are homeless, or those that are at our centers. That's why the food parcels were there. And as I said to you, distributing 1,200 food parcels per region per month, I mean, 1,200 food parcels in Johannesburg alone can't even satisfy Soweto, it can't even satisfy Alexander, it can't even satisfy Klapstown. So if you're going to create expectation as if you've got lots and lots of food parcel when reality is that you don't have, it's creating a problem. That is why I say let's channel all the money. Instead of buying food parcel, give people cash. It will revitalize local economies. It will restore dignity to our people. They can buy what they want rather than what we think they want. Because some people have problems with tin stuff. But we give them tin stuff because we can't give them meat. But if we give them the 350 rand, people can start to buy what they really feel that is needed. And that is why we're motivating everyone. We're putting our offices up. We'll start to assist those that need to register. Because in a week's time, people start to get that 350 rand. We're targeting 2.3 million people in Gauteng alone for the 350 rand grant. So we really believe it will make a huge intervention. And unfortunately, it has strict measures. If you're currently receiving a social grant, you don't qualify. If you're currently in prison, you don't qualify. If you're sitting in an institution that is sponsored by government, like shelters, you don't qualify. It's strictly for those that are unemployed and they've never received any form of employment so that we can intervene, because those are the people that need that money. We just have to push it as quickly as possible.
Thank you for speaking to us. MEC Banyaza Lusufe there, standing in as a social development MEC. So there isn't really a solution in terms of food parcels for Reja Park. What we're looking at now is a situation where the MEC is hoping that the 350 rand that is being given to people in social distress is going to solve the problem.